Good morning, AWS, and welcome to the AWS Morning Brief. I'm cloud economist Corey Quinn, fixing AWS bills in San Francisco, which used to be relevant, but now it's just a trivia fact since no one's allowed to go outside to grab cups of coffee with anyone anymore. Let's see what happened in the world of AWS last week. But first, this episode is sponsored in part by DigitalOcean. That's right, a cloud provider that actually has straightforward billing and services and products you can understand without spending 12 weeks going to cloud school first. They have everything you would want and a managed Kubernetes service, which is something no one wants, but apparently they sell it anyway. To learn more, visit do.co/morning. Again, that is do.co/morning. And my thanks to DigitalOcean for their continued support of my nonsense. Now let's see what AWS did last week. Amazon CodeGuru Profile improves process for authorizing new applications. It's now easier for you to pay per line of code analyzed. I love the product, but can't stand the pricing model at all. Now, before you write in with letters telling me that's the different aspect for billing of a different piece of CodeGuru, I don't care. Same ridiculous product name, I tend to lump it all together. I'm probably not the only one who does that. Amazon Connect decreases telephony pricing. Price cuts are a very AWS thing. This price cut only applies in two regions to four countries for outbound calling only, is likewise a very AWS thing. Amazon EBS increases concurrent snapshot copy limits to 20 snapshots per destination region. Hey, Corey, how do you learn about all the weird limits AWS has? Sometimes it comes from one of those ridiculous limits being increased, as it is in this case. Amazon EFS updates service level agreements to 4.9s. It's one thing to say that your service is more reliable, but it's another to say that you'll issue refunds in the event that it isn't. Well done. Amazon EKS improves cluster creation and management in the AWS console. See the new console design here is a new addition to these releases for which I take personal credit. My snarking about no pictures to describe a visual change has apparently registered with at least the EKS team. Speaking of, EKS now supports Kubernetes version 1.16, and I'm not coming up with new snark every few months when Kubernetes updates or deprecates a version as it does on a three-month cadence. Here you go, sad people who have to care about things like latest version of Kubernetes. Amazon EventBridge Schema Registry is now generally available. Personally, I always find a thing we talked about on stage at reInvent becomes available is depressing because that was stage time that could have been given over instead to things that customers could have used back in December. Amazon Kinesis Video Streams adds API support to easily retrieve media clips. This announcement causes an actual problem for me because I had Kinesis Video Streams in a list of fake services that I'd made up, and it's apparently real. Oops. Amazon SES now offers VPC endpoint support for SMTP endpoints. This is a pricing change, although it's not obvious on its face that that's true. If you're sending large files of outbound email from private subnets through a NAT gateway, this is something you want to pay attention to. Amazon Transcribe Medical now supports custom vocabulary such as COVID-19, coronavirus, and a blistering stream of highly inventive profanity. Announcing availability of AWS outposts in Indonesia. This is less of a service announcement and more of a FedEx has agreed to ship full racks to another place announcement. Announcing general availability of Amazon SageMaker notebooks and expansion of Amazon SageMaker Studio to additional AWS regions. Apparently, more parts of Amazon Sage Factory are coming online. Announcing the general availability of AWS IoT Core Fleet Provisioning, a new feature that makes it easy to onboard large numbers of manufactured devices to AWS IoT Core at scale. The fun thing about IoT stuff is the things that they're building that take advantage of this kind of service are not going to be on shelves and stores for at least a year. That means the pricing of all these things has to hold still too, because the unit economics of things that are built and shipped to customers are fixed at the time they build them. You can't have a price hike later. Speaking of IoT, this episode is also sponsored in part by ExtraHop. ExtraHop provides threat detection and response for the enterprise. On-prem security doesn't translate well to cloud or multi-cloud environments, and that's not even counting IoT, because who in the world wants to talk about IoT more than they have to? Apparently lots of you. ExtraHop automatically discovers everything inside the perimeter, including all cloud workloads and IoT devices, detects threats up to 95% faster, and helps you act immediately. Ask for a free trial of detection and response for AWS at extrahop.com/trial. That's extrahop.com/trial. AWS Glue now supports serverless streaming ETL jobs. This solves the problem of sometimes Glue would finish a job and thus stop billing the customer. Now it runs forever. AWS Storage Gateway adds Amazon S3 intelligent tiering for File Gateway. Stories like this are a giant win for AWS marketing. It validates their tremendous hard work and ever-growing advertising spend when they're able to demonstrate that two AWS services have finally heard of one another. AWS WAF now supports Migration Wizard for converting WAF rules from AWS WAF Classic. Oh, a tool exists now to do what anyone who's been paying attention has already done at great manual effort. Thanks, AWS. The AWS well-architected tool is now available in the Northern California, Sao Paulo, and Singapore regions. Now, the well-architected tool is kind of a grandiose name for what is a checklist, so why the blue hell is a checklist only available in certain regions? One wonders. Introducing genomics secondary analysis using AWS step functions and AWS batch. You think you're magically a doctor on Twitter thanks to 5 minutes at Wikipedia Medical School? Great. Now, how's about you spend money on cloud services like you're a real doctor? Is a great response to all of these instant medical experts we're seeing crop up on the internet these days. Kernel live patching now available in preview for Amazon Linux 2. And this is novel. I used to love being able to live patch kernels with Ksplice. Then Oracle bought them. And now we don't talk about Ksplice anymore. Simplify IoT device registration and easily move devices between AWS accounts with AWS IoT Core multi-account registration now generally available. It's always a good day when it becomes marginally easier to use services between AWS accounts in the same org. Given how many different services need this, we apparently have decades upon decades of good days ahead of us. Amazon Code Guru Reviewer launches new, more cost-effective pricing model. Oh, God. They've revised the CodeGuru pricing model to make it more cost-effective. And in doing so, they turned it into what I thought the pricing model actually was all along. It turns out that I was misinformed. It used to be, in fact, far, far worse. Now it's merely awful. Amazon RDS for SQL Server now supports Windows authentication in more AWS regions because your database will handle authentication differently based upon where it is. Isn't the kind of statement that gives people horrifying pause or anything. Amazon Translate now adds support for Mexican Spanish. I'm including this release for the small but disturbingly vocal contingent of my readers who are somehow convinced that Mexican is itself a language. AWS Deep Composer announces real-time visualizations for in-console model training and improved interactivity in learning capsules. You're certainly not going to be able to drive adoption of AI without some movie-like visual effects. So here, AWS has thrown some of that crap into their Deep Composer console for you to marvel at while spending money. ECR now supports manifest lists for multi-architecture images. Releases like this are the result of early adopters like me playing around with Graviton 2 instances and discovering that a strange selection of tools don't support ARM architectures. We're noisy enough that releases like this are the outcome. Join the Formula One DeepRacer Pro-Am special event, which demonstrates that Formula One teams are apparently incredibly bored right now and can be bought. Now open. AWS Europe Milan region. If Cape Town launched with a bang, the Milan region barely registered as a whimper. The sixth region on a continent versus the first apparently lands very differently. Use AWS Transit Gateway and Direct Connect to centralize and streamline your network connectivity. Finally, there's a holistic story around how Direct Connect and Transit Gateway play well together rather than scattering those secrets throughout a bunch of different documentation locations like they're freaking Horcruxes. Building and testing iOS and iPadOS apps with AWS DevOps and mobile services. I will take AWS seriously on how to properly build mobile apps just as soon as the Route 53 web UI works on iPadOS. Today, it very much does not. And their iOS apps themselves are a sad joke. Fix that before telling the rest of us what we should be doing, please. keep up on the latest from AWS organizations Spring 2020. A summary post of all the delightful changes that have come lately to AWS organizations. Given that organizations are themselves free, they are, of course, all nonprofit organizations. IAM Access Analyzer flags unintended access to S3 buckets shared through access points. Given what I've seen of customer awareness around S3 access points, I'd hazard that virtually all access to S3 buckets via access points is, in fact, unintended. And that's what happened last week in AWS. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please leave a 5-star review in Apple Podcasts. And if you've hated this podcast, leave a 5-star review in Apple Podcasts anyway, along with a comment telling me what you like the least about this podcast. But put it in glowing terms.
This has been a Humble Pod production.
Stay humble.